The Martian by Andy Weir.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
For Mom, who calls me Pickle, and Dad, who calls me Dude. Chapter 1. Log Entry, Sol 6. I'm pretty much fucked. That's my considered opinion. Fucked. 6 days into what should be the greatest 2 months of my life, and it's turned into a nightmare. I don't even know who'll read this. I guess someone will find it eventually. Maybe 100 years from now. For the record, I didn't die on Sol 6. Certainly the rest of the crew thought I did, and I can't blame them. Maybe there'll be a day of national mourning for me, and my Wikipedia page will say, Mark Watney is the only human being to have died on Mars. And it'll be right, probably, 'cause I'll surely die here. Just not on Sol 6 when everyone thinks I did. Let's see, where do I begin? The Ares program.
Mankind reaching out to Mars to send people to another planet for the very first time and expand the horizons of humanity, blah, blah, blah.
The Ares 1 crew did their thing and came back heroes. They got the parades and fame and love of the world. Ares 2 did the same thing in a different location on Mars. They got a firm handshake and a hot cup of coffee when they got home. Ares 3, well, that was my mission. Okay, not...